Well, I mean, more importantly, I want to go out there and perform to get a win. And before the Atlanta crowd, this is my true first impression to, you know, to give them. And you only get that chance one time. So I want to go out there and play good for that reason and to get a win as well.
Steve, it's only been one game for them, but it seems like they already miss you.
Well, you know, that team and I've been a part of for the last 9 years, you know, it's going to be quite a difference for both of us, you know, for both of us, myself as well. But I think, you know, the guys that they have in place, the guys that I left in leadership there, I think they've done a good job so far.
Have you gotten any phone calls already say, hey, we're looking forward to seeing you on the field?
Oh, it's definitely going to be competitive out there. You know, no holds bar. No one's holding anything back. I've assured them that you know, they will see what they watched on Sundays for the last, you know, 9 years. So it won't be no brother-in-law situation going on Sunday.
We talked to Jeff Fisher a little earlier, and he said there was kind of a happy ending to your, you know, parting ways there. Would you agree with that?
Well, you know, anytime you have a breakup, you know, neither party actually gets what they want. So to be able to walk out with my head high, being proud of what I accomplished there, and to have the ownership give me, a respectable farewell, I would say that, you know, both parties, actually, though, it ended shorter than probably both anticipated. We handled it with class and done it the right way.
Are you glad that it's actually going to be here instead of facing them in St. Louis, where you have so many memories?
Either way, ticket request is ridiculous, so I don't know if it makes a difference. Honestly, I don't know.
How do you think the run game did for you guys week one?
I think we did a fairly good job. You know, the guys came off the ball, established winning the line of scrimmage a few times. You know, that big run I had in the third quarter, you know, we took advantage of what we saw on film and we executed on the game. So, like I said earlier, as the weeks go by, as we get more games under our belts, the guys actually see on film how I read things, how I run, and I think we only get better. But we set a good standard so far.
What makes Quinn and Long so effective off the edge?
They do a really good job of using their hands. They work on combative hand fighting a lot. So, you know, once they get on the edge, and they use their natural speed as well. But once they get on the edge of an offensive lineman, they really do a good job of knocking his head down and dropping their shoulder, getting skinny to the quarterback, to the depth.
How much does that really come into play, an offensive line, knowing a running back, where he might come, what the last second move might be, how close he might be on somebody's hip?
Yeah, too, it helps them out a lot because a lot of times people think that an offensive lineman just needs to pancake a guy, and that's just not realistic in the National Football League. I just want those guys to understand what I'm seeing, what I'm reading, and that, you know, you might not get a guy a great shot. You might not, you know, just go down the middle of him and knock him over. But if you understand what I'm reading and you push him a certain direction, I'm able to read your block and then make a quick cut off of that.
Were you disappointed with just 11 touches?
No, I'm not disappointed. I understand that this team presents a lot of different weapons, and, you know, we have to spread the ball out. But the only thing I'm disappointed about is not coming up you know, with the win on Sunday.
Have you had heart-to-heart with Coach Cutter about weaknesses in the defense that you see?
As far as any team, or
the team you're about to play, you know the defense, you know the players.
I mean, it's a new defensive coordinator. I know the players, but it's a new defensive coordinator. I'm sure, just like I know them, they know me. So what we see on film, I'm anticipating that, you know, they'll go and change some things up depending on they know what my strengths